More than 70 years have passed since the attack on Pearl Harbor, where more than 2,000 sailors and Marines lost their lives. Only 35 were properly identified. Many of the rest were buried as unknowns. But the military wants to change that and recently announced its plans to exhume and attempt to identify 429 of those people. Dr. Deborah Prince-Zinni is a forensic anthropologist and laboratory manager at the Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency. She tells Federal News Radio's Lauren Larson why they launched the recovery efforts now.
For several years, the department has considered the complexities to disinter unknown remains that are buried as group that we know that are highly commingled, and the USS Oklahoma falls into that category. But with recent advances in forensic science and technology, as well as family member assistance in providing genealogical information, it's now made it possible for us to make individual identifications for these service members who in the past were buried as unknown.
And are you confident that you'll be able to identify all of the remains?
We know that there will be some remains that will remain unidentified. These are some of the smaller bones that may not be able to be tested forensically. With those remains, they will be identified as part of a group identification at the end. So there won't be individual identifications for all of the skeletal elements, but there will be a group identification for those remains.
Where are they now?
The remains are still at the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific here in Honolulu, Hawaii. We are in the process right now of obtaining the permits to disinter the remains. That will take a couple months to get all the paperwork in order. And then once the remains are disinterred, we will bring them here to the laboratory in Hawaii for accessioning and to begin the initial analysis of the remains.
Now, is it just the USS Oklahoma or is it broader than that?
The Deputy Secretary of Defense directed the disinterment of the USS Oklahoma, but the broader directive that was put out was to also look at the other unknowns that are buried at the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific. That includes all the other ships from Pearl Harbor and also some other larger group commingled remains, such as Tarawa. And then there are also individual unknowns that are buried there. We have had a long program currently in place to look at the individually buried unknown remains from Korea.
Can you give me an idea of that process, kind of in layman's terms?
Once the remains are accessioned into the laboratory, our dentist will immediately begin the dental analyses, looking at the dental charts for the individuals that are missing from the USS Oklahoma and doing comparisons to the dental charts that they create for the remains that they're analyzing. We will also have a DNA technician take samples for DNA analysis, and we will also have anthropologists sort the remains, see if any of the remains articulate, say, at the hip joints and the elbows, the spines. What bones can we reassociate together that way that will also help with the DNA analysis in individuating these remains? So essentially, this will be a multifaceted identification process, taking in the DNA analysis, dental analysis, and anthropological analyses.
This was brought about, you were saying, by scientific advances. What exactly is new that has kind of brought this about?
Definitely the DNA, the advances that we've had in DNA with the mitochondrial DNA and then also nuclear DNA analyses from skeletal remains. We have also made advances in our anthropological techniques with different osteometric sorting of commingled remains. And we've also been able to obtain many of the dental records that weren't available to the analysts back in the 40s.
What is the financial cost associated with all of this?
The specifics on the numbers, that's information that I do not have. However, we have been hoping that this decision would be made, and all of the cost has already been factored into our budget. So we know that from NDAA 2010, that Congress had put out that we should make 200 IDs a year. So this has been building up for the past several years to be able to make that many identifications. So whether the identifications and the analyses and the DNA analysis, the dental and the anthropological analyses are for the Oklahoma versus other remains, it's already been factored into our budget overall.
How long have you been working on this?
This has been a process that we have been working on for many years. From about 2011, we have really been doing a lot of research into the background for the USS Oklahoma, all the complexities that were involved with the case, and putting together the plan for disinterment, and then also the plan for all the analyses that would be involved with this project. So this has been a many-year undertaking prior to this decision being made.
And I know that the families have been fighting for this. How involved are they, and is there a lot of them?
Currently, we have about 84% of the family member DNA reference samples on file, and that's a huge piece of this. Part of it is being able to extract the DNA from the remains, but if we don't have anything to compare what the analysts are coming up with, we don't have a comparison for that, that doesn't help us with our identification. So the families are a huge part of being able to go forward and make these identifications. And as I mentioned, there's approximately 84% of the families have provided a DNA reference sample for us for that comparison.
And what is that, like just a hair sample, something like
no,
that?
No, actually, it's a buccal cheek swab. So basically, they take a tongue depressor and just run that along the inside of the cheek and collect some of those cheek cells, and that's what's used for the comparison.
And then after you've identified these remains, then what happens?
The families will be notified by their service casualty officer, and they will be assisted in providing their loved one a burial with full military honors.
I know you're focused on the Oklahoma, and there's commingled remains. I'm sure you'll be finding remains from the other ships that are there. Will you need to, you know, track down those families to identify those?
Prior to any disinterment, there's a lot of research that is done on the front end. So in addition to looking at the Oklahoma and researching those cases, we've also looked at the other ships in Pearl Harbor. So we've already been proactive in getting the family reference samples for those individuals as well. We have already identified six individuals associated with the USS Oklahoma, associated with two different disinterments. And we have also identified three additional individuals from other ships from Pearl Harbor. The Department of Defense remains committed to fulfilling its sacred obligation to achieve the fullest possible accounting for Americans who were unaccounted for from our past conflicts.